Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Hi, my name is Kayleen. I'm 5 years old. Last summer, my mom gave me Hooked on Phonics, and I learned to read. It was fun. When I started kindergarten, I was the best reader in my class. This summer, you should try Hooked on Phonics. Maybe you can learn to read like me.
Call 1-800-ABCDEFG.
WCBS News Time, 11:04, a Tuesday evening, June 14th. Remember the date. The date the Rangers finally took the Stanley Cup. It has happened. For the first time in 54 years, we claim the champion hockey team. Without further ado, let's head to Madison Square Garden, where our own Tim Scheld and Bill Schweitzer are standing by live. Guys?
Okay, thank you, Deb. They have just completed the traditional Stanley Cup handshake. That is something that no other sport has, where the two teams line up after battling each other, facing each other, and then shaking hands. They have also given out the Conn Smythe Award. That goes to the most valuable player of the Stanley Cup playoffs. That went to Brian Leetch of the Rangers. And right now, they are bringing the Stanley Cup out to the ice. Two NHL officials bring Lord Stanley Cup and mount it on the podium, and now the NHL president Gary Bettman will present it to the New York Rangers. The crowd is standing and they are cheering, since they have every moment since this game ended, and the Rangers ended a 54-year drought. Gary Bettman, the NHL president, the NHL commissioner, they now call him, he used to be the president. And he will make the presentation to Ranger captain Mark Messier. This crowd is going nuts. Years and years of frustration are now bubbling out. And here it is. The Stanley Cup about to be presented to the New York Rangers, and nobody is coming to get it. Now Messier skates out, hands held high in the air. And the crowd goes crazy. Messier shakes hands with the NHL president, Gary Bettman, and now he hoists the Stanley Cup. It's official, folks. The New York Rangers have won the cup. Mark Messier holding the cup in the air. His Ranger teammates surround him at center ice, and now the traditional skate around Madison Square Garden. Messier holding the cup over his head. Skates around, holding it up to the crowd. The rest of the Ranger team is following him as the place goes crazy. Tim Scheld is with me right now. Timmy, there is nothing like this in sports.
And Bill, this is a great moment in sports, but it's a great moment in Madison Square Garden, where a number of people are saying they equate it to the birth of their children or something like that. That's how long suffering and how much it feels to these Ranger fans. You've got some that have tears welled up in their eyes. They had some nervous moments in the third period, but now they're seeing a bit of Madison Square Garden, New York, and NHL history right before our eyes. There's no curse here anymore, Bill.
No, it's off. It's gone. The jinx has been smashed to smithereens. Brian Leetch held the cup. Adam Graves held it. Now Steve Larmer has it in his hands as the Rangers skate around the ice here at Madison Square Garden. Not one person has moved out of his area where his seat is. Everybody is standing and cheering. And the scoreboard is flashing it as if nobody knew. New York Rangers, 1994 Stanley Cup champions. Timmy, did you get a chance to talk to any of these fans?
They were absolutely elated, Billy. We can listen to some of their reactions. They were having quite some moments when there were stoppages of play at 37 seconds, 28 seconds, even 1.1 second, Billy. Maybe we can listen to what some of them had to say.
Mike Richter has just hoisted up the cup, and that has the crowd going again. Richter standing at his goal where he has been sensational. And here's what some of the folks had to say with this one.
There's just a number of the fans in here going crazy, very emotional. And this is really what this sport is all about, what all of these people wait for their entire lives. Some of them may never, ever get to see this again.
Glenn Anderson, another guy who knows all about winning Stanley Cups because he was with Mark Messier on those Edmonton teams. He has just skated down the ice with the cup. Each and every Ranger kind of getting his chance, and Messier has the cup back again. And he skates it over toward the Ranger bench and hands it to Mike Keenan. Keenan hoists the cup over his head. The coach, who some people say is heading for Detroit after this is over, hoists the Stanley Cup as he stands on the Ranger bench.
And there on the scoreboard, Bill, is a late edition of the New York Post, and its headline is, "It's Ours," and it's a picture of the Stanley Cup. This is the most interesting sport only because it's the only one that has a national, has a world championship and hands out the original trophy, and get the people actually have something tangible to hold in their hands. In football, they hand out the championship trophy. It's a replica. They don't get to keep it. They don't get to touch it. This will be passed along to Ranger players probably over the course of the summer.
Yeah, it absolutely will be. Neil Smith, the general manager, just held it. Now it's back out on the ice. Mark Messier has it again. He skates towards the center of the ice.
We were talking before, and we heard one of the chants from the fans, 1994, 1994, almost in a bit of spirituality, the fans were chanting after the game, 1940, 1940, the last time they expect to hear those strains in any building in the NHL again.
The celebration continues, all of the Rangers at center ice, and now they are kneeling, and the dozens of photographers out there are taking a team picture right on the spot with the Stanley Cup sitting in front of them.
Nobody seems ready to leave here, Bill. The party is just getting underway.
This celebration will continue for quite some time. You got to wonder, Tim, what is it like outside the garden right now? Let's try going out to Lou Miliano out there and trying to find out what the celebration is like outside the building. Lou?
Yeah, needless to say, they are indeed celebrating out here in the streets on West 33rd. People up on people's shoulders. I see people in the Ranger red and blue face paint, if you will, cheering no matter which way you look. They've already blocked off, the police have already blocked off West 33rd Street here, so the crowd is just milling about as they head down toward 8th Avenue. And tell me, they are jubilant.
54 years! 54 years!
Finally brought it home. Finally brought it home.
At last, after 50, that was longer than the last supper last year. All right, for the Knicks. Now it's the Knicks. Next the Knicks.
A happy guy tonight.
Oh my God, I can't believe it! We did it! Oh, 54 years in the waiting, and I can't believe it. Miracles do happen!
There were a few moments there for the game.
Oh my God, I was scared for a while there. I couldn't believe it. When they made it 3-2, I was scared to death. I was like, not again, not another Devil Series. God, we had to seal it. Thank God. Miracles do happen. Bow to the garden.
I think what you could talk about is we've got unbridled jubilation out here. And also, as we've often talked about, we've got a lot of police out here keeping it all in check. But from what we can see here on West 33rd, it is pure and simply jubilation. And it's going to go on for hours.
Okay, that's our WCBS reporter Lou Miliano outside the garden. Let's head inside one more time for Bill Schweitzer and Tim Schell.
Okay, thanks, Debbie. And the celebration continues in here. Nobody is moving. They're standing and cheering. The Ranger players continue to hug one another. They continue to skate the cup around the ice. Now there are some reporters who have made their way out and are interviewing some of the players. I mean, this is just an incredible situation as the Ranger players continue to pass the cup from one to the other so each one can say that they have hoisted the cup on the ice after winning hockey's greatest prize. Now, one of the people that Lou Miliano talked to outside said, now we go for the Knicks. And that would also, if the Knicks could come back and win an NBA championship, be another historic thing that has never happened in sports. Never have two teams from one city won the Stanley Cup and the NBA championship in the same year. Seven times teams from the same city have gone to the finals. Boston has done it four times. This is the second time for New York. Philadelphia has done it once. Chicago has done it once. But never have the basketball team and the hockey team won the championship in the same year. So it can still happen here in New York. The celebration can continue. The Rangers have the Stanley Cup. And now the question is, can the Knicks win the NBA championship? And, of course, we'll be back here at the Garden tomorrow night to see if they can take a step toward tying that series with the Houston Rockets at two games apiece. But right now, it is just a tremendous scene here at Madison Square Garden as Ranger fans just celebrate and let out all of the frustrations that they have suffered over the years. The players continue to celebrate on the ice, and it is just a moment in the history of New York City, not just in sports, but in the history of New York City, period, that folks are going to remember for a long, long time. Most of us have never been alive for a Ranger championship, and we are seeing it right now in front of us. The New York Rangers are the 1994 Stanley Cup champions, and the jinx of 54 years is dead. For Tim Sheldon, for Lou Miliano, this is Bill Schweitzer, News Radio 88.
And our team coverage will continue.
Credit and worldwide service. If you
business before I started reading the journal.
No matter what you do.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.